Hello.
Good morning, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Say that one more time.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Definitely. Or probably.
Definitely.
Okay, and could you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
40.
And just to be sure, representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Native American and Caucasian.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Currently, very dissatisfied.
And now, thank you for your time. I'm going to review a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first issue is improving K through 12 education. From 0 to 10, how important?
6.
Funding for mental health services from 0 to 10?
5.
Protecting abortion rights, how important, from 0 to 10?
5.
Cracking down on illegal drugs, from 0 to 10?
10.
Lowering rent, how important?
Rent itself, not house prices?
Yes, lowering rent, from 0 to 10, how important?
4.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
The last two, protecting democracy and our voting rights.
7.
And raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations, from 0 to 10.
5.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Kamala Harris?
1.
Republicans in Congress? From 0 to 100?
80.
80. Ron Wyden, from 0 to 100?
50.
MAGA Republicans, from 0 to 100?
90.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
15.
Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
95.
Lori Chavez Derrimer?
90.
J.D. Benz?
Not even sure who that is.
Never heard of? Okay. The last two, Janelle Bynum, from 0 to 100.
Who?
Janelle Bynum. Do you recognize the name?
Nope.
No. Okay. And the last one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100. How would you rate Joe Biden?
1.
Thank you. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Republican.
And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Danelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Republican.
Even though you are not supporting Danelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support?
Not a chance at all.
Now we're at 65%. We're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your Congress of your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Danelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Derrimer. The first one, serving in the State House since 2016, Danelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salim, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And the second one, Lori Chavez Derrimer, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derrimer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So after hearing that, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Danelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Lori Chavez.
Please let me know, okay? Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Her involvement.
Okay. And just let me document your answer, please. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Danelle Bynum. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reasons to support Danelle Bynum. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reasons to support Danelle Bynum. And this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for kind of to help us. The first one, Danelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She will prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can get ahead. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
3, because I don't believe it all. There's plenty of high-paying jobs out there. People just don't want to work.
And just 3 more, and we're done. Danelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of, and as the daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunity.
I'm going to say that's pretty low because she doesn't state where she's going to get the money from, and usually it's from the people that make it, which means the people that don't work, which is the other problem.
But from 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
2.
2. Okay. The last 2, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected for a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda, And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help.
I'm just going to go ahead and say one right there because I'm Republican and I know the bullshit that comes from Democrats trying to take my guns away. It pissed me off.
Yeah, I completely understand, but I need to read everything verbatim. Can you please? Maybe you change your mind. I will speed up my reading, okay? So the House of Representatives through Democrats so that they can act as a check on MAGA extremists. The stakes in the election are too high to risk a Republican majority supporting a Trump administration. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
0.
And the last one. For too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing. As a mom, as a small business owner, as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can't be done to fix where we are today. And she won't stop working to deliver the changes our communities need. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
1.
Okay. And just give me one second, please. Okay. And then the last part of the survey, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Republican Lori Chavez.
And now, this is just the last two statements. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Derrimer. And please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Derrimer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat or not at all. Just two. The first one, Lori Chavez Derrimer opposes a women's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe versus Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon's women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all.
Not at all. I have my own problems with doctors in the state. They suck.
And the last one. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead while Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez Derrimer isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and vote for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who kill a bipartisan bill that will have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. If we want politics to change and work for us, we have to stop voting for typical politicians like Lori. A great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Not at all.
And I'm going to ask you again the last time, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer?
Republican.
Okay, and the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Could you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And is any member of your household a member of an union or employee association, yes or no?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye.